Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
Waiting. You do it at grocery stores, in traffic, and at the doctor's office. But what if you could skip the wait altogether? Introducing TrustCare Plus, a healthcare membership that makes feeling better even faster. Skip the waiting room and enjoy priority access at any TrustCare clinic. Sick kid? Text your care crew day or night. Get discounts on prescriptions and so much more. Wait no more. Feeling better just got a whole lot faster. Join TrustCare Plus today. Plans start from just $15 a month. Learn more at TrustCareHealth.com/plus.
Roll free record on my count. 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, roll A, fade up on A.
Southern Miss to the top. You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour.
All right. TGIF edition of the Super Talk Eagle Hour. Bob Getty and Kelly Sander Dima's out today. We're in the Southern Bancorp studio here in beautiful sunny Oak Grove, Mississippi. Opening segment of the show sponsored as it is every day by Dickie's Barbecue Pit, which, Kelly, would be a great place to cater upcoming holiday events, wouldn't it?
Yeah, and even, you know, they're mostly known for their brisket and pork and beef, but, you know, turkey, they'll be glad to smoke turkeys for you. Anything that you might...
Yeah, they make good turkey.
Yeah, whatever holiday need that you might have, but look, you need to get in line, so get in touch with them soon, because believe it or not, Thanksgiving was, what, 2 weeks from yesterday?
And as for the Kelly Center special, that is cream, spinach, and ice cream.
The soft serve.
Soft serve.
Can't go wrong with soft serve ice cream.
Hey, we're glad you're with us today. Got to have a good show for you. We're going to hear from Micah Davis and Amir Foster in the next segment as those two young men get ready for tomorrow's important 2:30 kick. Patrick McGee will be joining us later in the show, and we were talking about organizations. And you're right, Kelly, the sudden resurgence of the New England Patriots tells you what a good organization and coach can do, doesn't it?
Yeah, they were down for two or three seasons, but they're right back, and they're doing it without Belichick, they're doing it without Tom Brady, and on the other side of the coin, you see what a lousy organization like the Cincinnati Bengals are, where they've got great players but can't win a game. It's because their front office is terrible. Mm-hmm. So it's a combined effort, just like in any college environment. Mm-hmm. You got to have good administration, you have good coaches and good players. That's how you win.
You know, Kelly, in the league too, I think it's interesting that there are certain organizations, and you and I unfortunately have been fans of two of them, that just cannot seem to get it together. And then other organizations, like you say, the Bengals, the Bucks, I mean, you could go on and on. The Rams are, I think, an example of that.
Yes.
Seahawks.
Organizations. It's and that gets left, you know, gets swept under the rug lots of times. But don't ever under – and, of course, people in Cincinnati, it's a family-owned team, and they go, why don't you sell the team?
Right.
You know, how much money are you going to –
Why don't you and I make an offer?
If they'll take a check, Bob, I'm with you.
I can write a check, too.
They have to be
good,
though.
Can I be the defensive coordinator?
I think just because you have checks doesn't mean you have the money.
I got a lot of checks.
Yeah. Kelly, do you even own a wallet?
Like look, just because
I'm taking the star.
You're a guest on this damn show. Well, you going to come in and insult my friend wrong with you?
Just because he's the star of the Ben Windpigler show on WLAU 99.9 in Laurel on Wednesdays from 9 to 10, he thinks he can come in here and run roughshod.
Tell your people to get out of the studio.
You got to stand outside.
So we ask the star of the Ben Windpigler show to come in. Kelly, I'm going to tell you one thing odd about him, though. This is going to strike you as being
This is only an hour show if you're going to tell me things that are odd about him.
This is going to really strike you as being odd. He invited me to lunch. Kelly, he took his wallet and he bought the lunch. He paid for lunch.
What sort of dirt do you have on him, Bob?
You don't want to know.
That would be my answer.
Well, it was that day on the farm.
Yeah.
And I asked Kelly, when's the last time he paid for a lunch? And he said, when was Jimmy Carter president?
Yeah, I think that was in the, what?
Kelly's got it down to a fine science.
He does. It's impressive.
It is pretty impressive. You are correct about that.
You want to know why I have a little bit of money put aside?
I know, because I pay for your lunch all the damn time.
That's right.
I know why. All right, we ask Ben to take a break from his award-winning, Emmy-nominated radio program.
This is costing you a lot of money.
Yeah, I know. But before he became famous with Super Talk, he was in the ticket office at Southern Miss. And in all seriousness, man, we've been kind of hyping this up all week. You know, we've heard every excuse in the world about crowds. And look, I'll be the first to say I could understand maybe last year before why people didn't want to spend money.
Yeah, it's tough to watch.
But this team is 7-2, could be 8-2 tomorrow, may very well, I think likely now, going to play for the conference championship. What would you say to people about buying tickets as a guy that used to sell them for the university?
What is your at this point, what is your reason not to? I'll tell you, I spent 5 years in there, and I loved it. I loved every minute of it. Love Southern Miss. I don't know. I don't know what I've heard some wild excuses in my day, but at this point, I really don't know what the excuse would be. And that's what I would say. Why would you not come? We're winning. We're not only winning. We're poised to, like you said, play for the conference championship. An event rolls our way, possibly host the conference championship. We are in the position that our fans have been asking for 10 years. We are in it. Why would you not come?
I agree.
I mean, unless your dog has a hangnail, I get that. But my goodness, other than that, why would you not come?
And the weather is supposed to be impeccable.
It's going to be impeccable. Yeah. It's not raining like it was at homecoming, which I'm sorry. I don't work there anymore. I can say it. That crowd was pitiful at homecoming. It was sad. Huh. It was raining. I get that. But that crowd was sad. It was a homecoming game.
Well, I know it was raining because, see, I was on the field and Kelly was in an executive suite and he actually threw chicken wing bones at me down the field.
Well, that's what they do to the peasants.
Right.
That's the way he treats me, that's for sure. What are some of the weirdest excuses you ever heard?
I really did have someone telling me one time that they had their dog was going to physical therapy. I did have that. It wasn't an excuse, but I did have someone threaten to call the state auditor on me one time. That was fun. They told me that I was not stealing money from them, that I don't remember how they worded it, but
well, you ought to be lucky because Shad White probably would have.
He probably would have got me, Stone Cold Chad. He probably would have got me. No, I did have somebody tell me they had to take the dog to physical therapy, and Kelly did make a good point. Surprisingly enough, Kelly made a good point outside about hunting season. I'll tell you what, I can't tell you how many times that men told me, hey, maybe I can come for the first couple of games, but after about the second week of October, it's full-blown hunting season. And I get it. I'm a hunter. I love to hunt. But my goodness, you can't sacrifice part of your day to come to it. We've got a D1 school right here in our backyard.
Yeah, but here's the problem, though, too, and we've talked about the ESPN Plus. They can do both now.
They can. Right. They can hunt and watch.
I think that's a big factor.
Yeah, they can sit in the deer stand, and while there's nothing going on, they can still watch the game.
And they can. And I'll say this, too, and it really is, and I talk to other people who have worked at other schools and have worked at our school and worked at other schools now. It is a problem across the country. I think, and this is just my opinion, roast me on Eagle Post if you'd like, I think it's exceptional here. I have the feeling that a lot of people here, even if they went to Southern Miss, would rather drive 2 hours north, 3.5 hours north to Starkville or Oxford and go to those games. I couldn't tell you why. I know that we play the little brother, but that's just it. I couldn't tell you why. But, hey, we're in a point now where we don't have a reason why. We've got such a good team. Come to this game. If you support like you say you do, come to this game.
Do you worry, guys, that maybe it's been so lean for so long that understandably maybe – excuse me, maybe we lost some fans that we may not get back?
I think COVID, Bob, had more to do with it.
Yeah, I think that was a big part of
because
it.
Because you couldn't go anywhere, right? So you had to make ulterior plans and alternative plans, whatever the word might be there. But people then got into a habit of doing something else. Yeah. And because the situation called for it. And I don't think this is just a Southern Miss problem.
It's not.
The
it's
Michigans not. And Ohio States are never going to have to worry about it.
Right.
But the schools, the G5, they do have to worry
and
about
it. And I'll say this. I'm not making a blanket statement. There are more fans than I can count that love Southern Miss and are true Southern Miss fans and are at every single game. And I know that. I talk to them and love them. but it's the ones that don't that make the most noise, and that's what aggravates me the most.
I think I may know a couple of them.
I do too.
About.
I'm not going to say names. I'm not going to say any names, but you know who you are.
I was actually having coffee this morning with a bunch of different Southern Miss fans, and this subject came up, and they said, you know, as bad as we think we have it here, they said they were actually in Monroe a couple of weekends ago when the Warhawks won. They said they could almost count the entire attendance. If they did it one by one,
they could almost definitely count. Can at a UCLA game. That's pitiful. Have you seen those games?
In L.A.
Yeah, at the Rose Bowl, there's all the 2,000 people in there. Ugh.
Yeah, so it's not.
It's
just,
not.
And
it's
we're
not.
And we're not trying to browbeat Southern Miss fans.
Saying that. No, I'm not.
Yeah, the guys, if you are going to be around tomorrow, you need some sun, get out and enjoy the fellowship and
look,
go to a football game.
And they are running specials on tickets right now. I do know that. So, and I get it. Taking kids places can be expensive. They are running specials on tickets right now.
Well, these kids play very hard. And tomorrow could be a very exciting football game, I think.
Well, we got some help from Old Dominion last night because they spanked Troy.
Yeah.
I mean, so now Troy has two losses. Arkansas State has two losses. So with three games left to go, the Eagles have a two-game lead. If they win tomorrow, they can do no worse than tie, but it could still come down to that Troy game.
We're sitting pretty. Got no excuse.
All right, Micah Davis and Amir Foster, they're getting geared up. They'll be a big part of the action tomorrow afternoon. We'll hear from them next. Also, we're going to let Ben hang around. Look, is that okay with your people?
I'll check. I'll check in the break.
And Patrick McGee, later in the show, will be talking a little NFL football. Saints, showing a little life.
I thought you said we were talking NFL football.
Oh, that's right. We'll talk about the Patriots game last night. We'll be right back.
Big news from Robinson Electric Supply in Laurel. We've moved. You'll now find us directly behind our old building, right by Sawmill Animal Hospital. We're still your trusted electrical distributor, carrying everything from conduit to tape. And don't forget our full line of Milwaukee tools. Whether you're a contractor or a DIY pro, stop by the new Robinson Electric Supply at 1222 West 6th Street and see what's lighting up Laurel. Robinson Electric Supply. New location, same trusted service.
The Eagle Hour, Southern Miss to the top.
Hey, welcome back, everybody. Thanks so much for joining us on the Eagle Hour this Friday afternoon. Bob and Kelly, we're in the Southern Bancorp studio here in Hattiesburg. Hello to our good buddies down at Southern Bancorp. Great place to bank, and they even loaned you money, didn't they, Kelly? No, I'm sorry.
It was the other way around. They were asking me for a loan.
I asked you for a loan. What did you do?
I turned them down.
Oh, okay. Eagle Tire West.
Stick with the script, will you, Bob?
Former Southern Miss baseball player Matt Warren. They're a client. You didn't realize that. Yeah. Matt Warren invites you. I'm glad they know you. Invites you to see him and his staff for premium Goodyear products, full auto and truck service. Brand new store, Eagle Tire West, next to Smith Motor Company, Highway 98 West in Hattiesburg. Quality products, expert service, and these are Southern Miss guys that run that. It's a family-owned operated business since 1985, and we certainly hope that you'll do business with them.
And can I just say, too, Bob, the Goodyear people who have been around forever, they're not going to give a franchise to just anybody.
No.
Right? I mean, you have to be reputable and dependable and have an impeccable record before Goodyear's going to sign off on anything with you.
And you're a well-known Indy race car fan.
Right.
That's primarily what they ride on.
And in fact, they're called Goodyear Eagles.
Yeah.
That's what the tires are called.
Yeah.
So, I mean, how much better can it be?
So you know they're good.
Indeed.
All right, basketball last night. Women win their game, 67-61, Jacksonville State. The men, is it unfair to say it was a little shocking?
I just don't understand how you could be, and of course they're human beings, of course, but how you can look so good against South Carolina and actually didn't play that bad against Buffalo.
Right.
But then
play well last night.
No, go to Grambling and
I lose.
And really, and we're seeing kind of what we said at the beginning of the year. Tavares and Willis are the two guys, right? And if teams at least up to this point, they've been the two guys. Right. And if you contain those guys, you're going to have a chance to beat Southern Miss.
Right. But we'll talk more about that later in the show as well. The men lost 75-70. All right, tomorrow the defense is going to be under pressure. There's no question about that. Texas State offensively very good. Amir Amir Foster is going to be playing safety for the Golden Eagles tomorrow. And Kelly, you know Texas State's going to light it up with passes, right?
Well, especially if they fall behind. If they happen to fall behind, they don't have a choice.
So Amir's got his hands full. He's up for the task. Here's what he said earlier this week to Demo.
Amir Foster on the Super Talk Eagle Hour. Amir, thanks for joining us.
Thank you. How you doing?
Well, I don't think you could say perfect, but 5 interceptions, you now lead the nation in interceptions. That has to feel pretty good as a secondary.
Yeah, it feels great, man. It feels great.
Y'all consider yourselves the no-fly zone right now?
Yeah, sir. We're confident as ever right now. You know what I'm saying? We consider ourselves no-fly zone at the moment.
There seemed to be moments in that game where, when I was watching it at least, every time Arkansas State quarterback threw the ball, I was like, oh, that's probably an interception.
Yeah, man, we're all over it, and that just came from preparation throughout the week.
Talk to me about Josh Moten and just kind of what you've learned from him. He talks about just talked about you being like a brother to him, and kind of how you help each other out there and really play exceptionally well on both ends of the field.
Yeah, Josh Moten is a brother to me. You know what I'm saying? I met him. He brought me in at Marshall my freshman year. You know, my first hour there, we went out on the field together and worked out. I'll never forget that day. You know, and since then he just took me on by his side, you know, leading by example, leading by what he do on and off the field. You know, I could call him for whatever I need. He's a great dude to me, a brother, and a leader, too.
Every win's important, of course, but there was something about that Arkansas State win to me that just seemed, for the team, was almost more special. What was it?
Just the fight, you know, just being able to help each other. Offense couldn't finish, so we finished it for him, you know. Taking a strain off one another, it just brought us closer together. You know, the locker room feeling after that game was great. Being able to win on the road is what good teams and championship teams do, and we were able to do it. So that was a great win for us.
Talk about this team's confidence right now with 3 weeks to go in the regular season. Of course, you guys know you're playing right now for the West Division Championship. What is the confidence level in the secondary right now?
It's through the roof, man. The confidence level is through the roof. I feel, and I know they feel, we're the best secondary in the country. So it's through the roof. And that just comes from preparation and trusting each other.
How do you kind of hone in that confidence where you are confident, but you still are focused on Texas State, the next opponent, or South Alabama next week?
Yeah, it's just being prepared and being humble, you know. It's on to the next week. Nothing we did last week matters now. You know, we're focused on Texas State now, and after that we'll be focused on the next game. We celebrated and left the past in the past, on to the next game.
Awesome. Anything else you have to say to the Eagle Hour?
Southern Miss to the top.
All right, offensively, the Golden Eagles, of course, are going to have to put up some points because Texas State's – the strong point of their team is offensively. So you could see possibly a shootout tomorrow. And if that's the case, Micah Davis could play a big role in that. He's a wide receiver. Now a Golden Eagle from Atlanta, and here's what he thinks about tomorrow's matchup.
Micah Davis on the Super Talk Eagle Hour. Micah, thanks for joining us today.
I'm glad to be here.
Micah, this team just continues to get better each and every week. You know, last week at Arkansas State, huge win for the program, huge win. I think a lot of the wins, you know, every win matters, but that one just seemed to be a little bit more special to you guys. What do you say to that?
Yeah, it was definitely a big win. You know, we put a lot of preparation going into the week, and, you know, ultimately, like, it ended up paying off. Like, all the guys were really kind of focused in on that game, saying this is the game that we really need to show up and show out. So kind of, you know, like it happened, we ended up with the win. You know, it's a big morale boost for the whole team and stuff like that.
Talk about when Braxton goes down, Liddy comes in. You know, I think the whole fan base probably just, like, held their breath when they saw Braxton go down. But Liddy comes in, leads 2 crucial touchdown drives, and it seemed like the offense didn't even miss a beat.
Yeah, I mean, we see him do it every day in practice. He shows up every day ready to work. You know, when his number was called, he was ready for that moment. You know, he's a great ball player. You know, we were all excited when he got the opportunity.
Was there any doubt in your mind that he could do that when he came in?
No, it was actually complete opposite. Like, the minute they said he was going, I kind of gathered the receivers up and was like, hey, we know that he's gonna put the ball out there for us. We got to go make plays. So, like, we were all excited. We knew what he could do, and, you know, we went out there and just executed.
Talk to me about the wide receiver room. You know, almost every week it seems like there's another guy who's making big plays. You know, you've had your big plays this year. Elijah's had his big plays this year. Carl's had his big plays this year. There's never just a single guy who's just taken over every single game. But that in a way is almost even better, because then the defense has to game plan against your abilities, Carl's abilities, Elijah's abilities. So talk about that a little bit.
I think that's what makes us so dangerous, is the fact that we have so many different options. You know, if one guy has a big game here, it opens up the room for everybody else, because then you want to focus on him. But, you know, with having so many different weapons, it kind of keeps us versatile in what we want to do and how we can really attack a defense.
Talk to me about your team speed, because, you know, sometimes when fans watch, like, the little bubble screens, they're like, oh, my goodness, like, what are they doing? But then you guys just seem to take those almost 10 yards almost effortlessly, and then you see what happened with Elijah, who broke it for, I think it was 75 yards. Mm-hmm. So, you know, those are almost an extension of the run game. But for you guys, with that speed on the boundary, you know, you can take that to the distance almost every play.
We pride ourselves on the screen, you know, and perimeter blocking. It's kind of an emphasis that we put on our team. And, you know, like we said, we kind of use it as an extension of the run game, kind of get guys out on the perimeter. It's really the play is designed to only get about 4 yards, but, you know, if we have guys who can really execute the details of the play, and we can break it and pop it for even a touchdown.
Coach Huff talks a lot about, you know, we'll get you the first 4 or 5 yards blocking, but your ability needs to get us more. If you consider yourself to be really good, you have to get more. I feel like the receivers have done that. What say you?
I feel like we've done a great job of that so far. You know, like I said, we got to continue to do it week in and week out. And, you know, I do feel like so far we've been doing a great job of kind of turning those small plays into bigger gains, kind of helping the offense move the ball a little bit.
You're 7-2, 5-0 in the Sun Belt. But even still, I feel like you guys haven't put together that complete game yet. I mean, you found ways to win. You've been dominant sometimes. But there's still out there, I think, a complete game for you guys.
Oh, yeah, definitely. We even said it. We say it week in and week out that we have to be better. We have to find ways to improve. You know, there's mistakes here, mistakes there. Well, yeah, we get the win. But, you know, the next day we got to come back in and try to correct those mistakes.
All right, that's Micah Davis, and with that voice, Kelly, we're not going to let him anywhere near the studio, because you and I want to keep our jobs.
And he's got some pipes on him, doesn't he?
I'm telling you what.
And this game tomorrow, Bob, I'll tell you, I it doesn't worry me. And they're 2 weeks and 1 week away. South Al and Troy, the way they're playing out, don't bother me at all.
No, this is the big game.
Yeah, this scares me to death. And I know they're only 3-6, but the way that they can put up points – and they almost pulled that game out last weekend with a strong second half. So,
and they've lost really close games, some really close games.
Now, one of the things, in case you missed the show yesterday, that Texas State is going to have to do without is without some of their stud defensive players,
right,
who are on suspension because of the fight last weekend at Louisiana Lafayette.
Right.
But it's still just this team, this Texas State team, scares me to death. This is the big one tomorrow.
Hey, real quick, Mr. Windpickler, did you find out about the ticket specials?
Well, I'm trying to find out about the pricing ticket specials. But one thing I did want to announce, tomorrow is Military Appreciation Day. So if you are a military member, you get at least 2 tickets to the game for free. You just walk up to the game, the box office that day. So if you're a military member, go to the game tomorrow. They want to honor you for your service. So,
and we were honored to have you in our presence today.
We
don't seldom get big radio celebrities like you.
Taylor Swift fans are called Swifties. Justin Bieber's fans are Beliebers. Ben Windpickler fans
Wigglers.
Are winners.
Winners. That's
winners.
Right.
How about Wigglers?
I'll send you the invoice tomorrow. So.
Wigglers. I like
that. That'll work too.
Thank you, Ben.
Yeah, anytime.
All right, we'll be back. Patrick McGee next.
You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour. The Eagle Hour. Southern Miss to the top.
Hey, welcome back. Super Talk Eagle Hour on the air on a Friday afternoon. DBAT sponsoring this segment of our program on Hardy Street for baseball, softball, adult sports training. Got a great gift shop. Got great gift card ideas. DBAT, good place to have on your Christmas shopping list. MCS Home Center, that's where you go for home repair, remodeling, and home construction. Everything you need for your next project, home, lawn, or garden. It's available at MCS Home Center in Bellevue. It's Hattiesburg's new improvement home center. Local folks eager to help you. 7329 Highway 98 West, Hattiesburg. All right, still trying to catch up with our buddy Patrick McGee down at the Times-Picayune in New Orleans. If he gets back with us, we will punch him in the board. But while we're waiting, Kelly, let's talk for a minute about basketball. And look,
yeah, the women's game last night up at Jacksonville State, Bob, that game was going back and forth the entire time. And the Lady Eagles escaped with a 67-61 win. When you look at the statistics of that game, one thing stands out in particular. And this speaks to the tenacity of a Missy Bilderback defense. 24 turnovers. The Lady Eagles caused 24 turnovers. Now, look, they still only won by 6. But I think it's fair to say if you don't generate those kind of turnover numbers, you're not going to be put in an opportunity where you can win the game. Right. Similar to the football game last weekend. People think, oh, well, we should have beaten Arkansas State. Well, perhaps. But the Arkansas State team played well enough, but they turned it over 6 times.
Right.
So when you look at that one statistic in any game, of course, baseball, there's no such thing as turnovers, but in basketball and football, if you look at turnovers, the team that receives or causes more of the turnovers is generally going to win the game. And that was the case last night. So now they're undefeated on the year. And the Lady Eagles trailed by 6 at half, but down the stretch, and that's where, you know, you want to be able to pull games out, obviously, where you keep it close and then win it. And they outscored Jacksonville State 40-28 in the last half. So they were behind, but then came back and outscored them by 12 in the second half, found a way to win, whereas the men are having the opposite problem. Mm-hmm. You know, the men got within 2 last night, and you thought, okay, this is the Eagles are finally going to take this game in hand and win it, whether it's by 1 or by 5. But then immediately, 2 big turnovers, and if I'm not mistaken, 2 3-point shots that Grambling happened to hit on their home floor, and they just never – Grambling never looked back, and they lose it by 5.
Yeah, going back for a minute to the women, I think this is exactly what people were hoping for with Missy Bilderback. And here's my observation of the women's team compared to the last few that I've watched. They seem a little more athletic, quicker, and they definitely have a presence in the paint now with
inside
this transfer from Auburn.
Yeah, and that was a big thing on their list was to get her to come over from Auburn, and when she did, it was a game changer for them. And you've seen that so far.
You can see the impact that she's already going to have,
and so much so that we've talked about how these preseason polls are really more for the media and for fans to chew over and talk about at the water machine there in your office. But Lady Eagles were projected to finish 4th, you know. So I mean, even media outsiders were looking in saying, yeah, this Southern Miss team is one you might want to watch.
No question.
And then they go and set a season, all-time season ticket.
They're off to everything you could have hoped for.
Right.
That's the way the season has started. Now, let's talk about the men for a minute. And you and I know the coach very well. We've covered this basketball team pretty extensively. But Kelly, this is not a good sign. This is not a good start. Now, I do understand that it's very early, and it is virtually a new basketball team. But is it fair to say you're not supposed to be losing to Jackson State? I mean, Grambling State.
Yeah, probably not. Even though the odds makers just had it a 1-point game, and we'll talk about it a little bit later on. But Talik Weeks and Isaac Tavares definitely are the guys that make this team go.
Thank you.
But they were held in check well enough last night that Grambling, you know, hung on to that 75-70 win. So
bear with me, Kelly. I'm trying to figure the phones out here. Hang on a second.
No problem. And they'll get to have a chance at revenge a little bit later on because they get to play Grambling one more time throughout the year. But the Tigers also shot the ball really well. I mean, they shot 56% last night. And anytime you're shooting 50%, you got a really good chance.
And I don't mean to take anything away from Grambling because I don't know anything about their basketball team. But is it a fair thing to say that a Division I school's not supposed to lose those games?
You're right. You know, they're not. And I think people were so optimistic with the way that they played at South Carolina and probably should have won that game.
Right.
But then go to Grambling, it just doesn't make sense. They're obviously still trying to find themselves.
All right, I think our friend Patrick McGee has found us. Are you there, Patrick?
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh, well, appreciate you being on, brother. We know you're busy down there running the sports department of the Times-Picayune. Look, I know this is not an LSU show, and I do want to talk to you about the Saints, but can you update us on the drama taking place down there, Patrick?
Let me get some popcorn real quick.
Well, it's just been drama on top of drama here lately in terms of my job. I guess the new drama today is Gail Benson coming out today and giving us an exclusive interview, talking about, you know, she's not going to fire Mickey Loomis, she's not selling the teams. We've got a whole just very in-depth piece up on our website right now. And the drama on the LSU side is that Brian Kelly has filed a lawsuit against LSU trying to get his full buyout. LSU was trying to negotiate him down to a certain number, like 20. You know, LSU was offered 25 and 30 million, and he turned both of those down. Kelly trying to seek his 54 million full buyout. So,
can you blame him, Patrick? I mean, that was the contract.
No, right? I mean, he'd be stupid. His attorneys would be so mad at him.
Yeah.
If he didn't try to seek that full amount.
Yeah.
Because everybody gets paid in these situations, you know, right. And. So no, I don't blame him one bit, and every step of the way, it feels like LSU takes a step back in terms of trying to put itself in the best position of hiring a new football coach.
Yeah, but let's talk about the elephant in the room, honestly. I mean, how could you, Bob Getty, live on $25
million? It'd be tough, Kelly. Yeah. Because I've been in the radio business all my life.
Oh, yeah.
Patrick, no, I don't blame him. Hey, look, I do want to get to this. What did the owner of the Saints say, and what prompted her to do that, you think?
Well, I mean, honestly, she's facing both franchises are facing some criticism and heat from fans. I think everybody kind of expected a rebuild season for the Saints. But now on top of that, the Pelicans, a roster that's, you know, for the most part, it's built to win right now and to compete, and it's not really doing that at all. Team's only got two wins so far. So Jeff Duncan, our columnist, reached out and got an exclusive interview with Gail Benson, and she doesn't do these in-depth interviews often at all. In fact, I can't really recall one since I've been here, and she sat down for a full 30 minutes and went on a whole bunch of stuff, and she was very adamant, defensive a good bit, and it is kind of, she basically said, you know, she's not firing, I think she called it ridiculous, the idea of firing GM Mickey Loomis. And, you know, that's probably the most reaction, you know, that comment's the one that's probably got the most reaction out of fans today. But I encourage everybody to go on NOLA.com and find that story and read through. It's well worth it.
Here's a question I want to ask you, and Kelly brought this up earlier. We gave mention to the Patriots and how good the Patriots all of a sudden look again. And Kelly said that's all, you know, there's a sign of organization from GM to ownership and how quickly they bounce back without their superstar quarterback. Mm-hmm. Is that what's lacking in New Orleans from a general manager standpoint?
I mean, I think what the piece of the puzzle is, you know, there's two pieces, you know, Peyton and Breeze, obviously, but Sean Payton was really the one you take out of the equation, and he played a large role in personnel and obviously directed the team on the field, and there was no question he was in charge. And you take him out of the equation, and you don't really have that personality. Loomis isn't the guy really that you kind of look to as the guy in charge. You know, Kellen Moore's still a young guy as a head coach, still kind of learning how to do the job. There's just nobody, you know, Sean Payton was in charge. You know, as much as Loomis, you know, hey, I'm the GM, I'm the one making decisions. I mean, Sean Payton was the dude calling the shots, and whenever you take that out of the equation. But you mentioned the Patriots. I mean, the Patriots have the best young quarterback in the NFL now, in Drake May.
Yeah, it's good.
And now the Saints, maybe you saw something in Tyler Shuck last week. You know, we'll see. But, yeah, I mean, the quarterback obviously has a big part to do with it, but the roster itself is not deep enough, and that's a reflection of the general manager.
But the Patriots had a general manager that had the foresight and the ability to judge talent, that he recognized that about May early on, that this is what the guy could become. And it turns out he was right. And that's what I mean about, you know, assessing talent and just managing the team from the top.
Right now, they're the comeback story of the year, Patrick, the Patriots.
Yeah, and they also had, you know, they had come off a really bad season or two, so they had a high draft pick.
Right.
And they went in there and got it right, you know. Yeah. And the Saints, you look at the Saints trading away Trevor Penning last week, who was a first-round draft pick, what, 3-4 years ago, and all they got in return was a sixth-round draft pick next year. So that tells you, if you waste a first round pick like that, you're going to be hurting. And and the Saints haven't always identified the right guys to the draft.
And the Saints are a family owned team, the Bensons. Mm-hmm. The Bengals are a family owned team, the Browns. They're run by families rather than.
What do you think, Patrick? 5-6 wins, maybe?
Yeah, I think they could get to 5 or 6. I think Tyler Shuck has really shown something. I think there's really kind of a high ceiling there.
All right, buddy. Thank you. We always appreciate you being on the show. Patrick McGee, everybody. Times-Picayune down in New Orleans. Sports editor.
I really like Kellen Moore, too, the coach. I think he's going to be fine.
Yeah, he's been good everywhere he's been.
Get him some players.
Big news from Robinson Electric Supply in Laurel. We've moved. You'll now find us directly behind our old building, right by Sawmill Animal Hospital. We're still your trusted electrical distributor, carrying everything from conduit to tape. And don't forget our full line of Milwaukee tools. Whether you're a contractor or a DIY pro, stop by the new Robinson Electric Supply at 1222 West 6th Street and see what's lighting up Laurel. Robinson Electric Supply. New location, same trusted service.
Southern Miss to the top. To the top. You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour.
All right, 4th Street Bar and Grill. That's a great place for you to go this weekend. Catch some ball games. Southern Miss game, we want to see you in the Rock if you can be there. But they'll have all other ball games on the tube at the 4th Street Bar and Grill. Here's an idea. Go get a good lunch there tomorrow at 12 o'clock. Kick back, have a good time, walk across the street and catch the Golden Eagles at 2:30. 4th Street Bar and Grill, we really like having those guys as friends of ours and part of our family. As we do Forest Healthcare, and they remind you that keeping up with your favorite team is fun, but you're the most important player. So you get an annual physical, take good care of yourself, make your health as good as it can be, and the wonderful people at Forest Health will help you with expert medical care closer to home, foresthealth.org. And I just can't say enough good things about the wonderful professionals at Forest Health, Kelly.
And three cheers for the volleyball team at Southern Miss, Bob. They defeated Marshall last night at the Volleyball Center on campus. They lost the first set 18-25, but then came back to win in straight sets 25-22, 25-20, and 25-23. They will play again this afternoon on campus. So you can make it a Southern Miss sports weekend with volleyball tonight at 6 o'clock. Of course, then the football game tomorrow at 2:30. And for those of you that are going to be making the trek next weekend down to Mobile, that also, again, as a reminder, is a 2:30 start down in Mobile. So next Saturday, although right now the forecast calls for rain in Mobile that day, it is a 2:30 start against the Jags a week from tomorrow.
I'll tell you what, that volleyball team just seems to be getting a little better and better every year. They've had a pretty competitive season.
Yeah, they've had a struggle on the road this year, but then again, who doesn't?
Yeah.
You know, but clearly better than they were last year, for sure. And we're still, Jeremy McClain's still in the process of finding who will lead the women's soccer program now for the next tenure. As we mentioned a couple of weeks ago, Coach Mo resigned after 13 years on the job, so the nationwide search is still underway for a women's soccer coach. Any developments along those lines, we will certainly keep you up to date here on the Eagle Hour.
The football coach.
F-U-T-B-O-L. Yeah. But I'm told, I'm told that it's either just in Germany or Spain that they say that. F-U-T-B-O, the football. Otherwise, soccer is okay to
say. You're probably asking the wrong guy. I don't know much about soccer.
Yeah, anyway, as soon as we get that new coach in-house, we'll let you know about it.
Let me clarify. I don't know much about anything, but soccer is on that list of things I don't know much about.
Actually, I think a lot of people our age don't know because we weren't raised with it. You know, the 35 to 40-year-old parents, they know all about it. Because,
oh, I'm sure. It's popular with kids now.
It's the number one sport, participation-wise.
I'm picking about it. I realize it's very popular.
And I really didn't know much about it until COVID, again. Mm-hmm. Couldn't go anywhere, and the only sports that were being played, all of the North American Soccer League teams were in that bubble down in Orlando, and they were still playing their games in Orlando, so you'd get a triple header of soccer. So I got to watch a lot of it and got to like it.
What was the bizarre basketball game you got a guy on here one time you knew that was
unicycle basketball. Yes.
Now did you pick that up during COVID as well?
Is that
where you discovered unicycle basketball?
No, anything like spin classes at the gym. Like, oh, you need to come to spin class. I said, no, those seats and my rear end. It's not a, not a good match. So,
I'll tell you what is a good match. That's the Super Talk Eagle Hour podcast.
Nice. Nice like segue.
Apple, Audible, Spotify, Stitcher, TuneIn, YouTube, or you can tell Alexa or Siri to play the Super Talk Eagle Hour. There's actually one sitting right over there, Kelly.
Yeah, but I have to ask. Yes. I can't tell.
We're going to test you when you get out here.
Okay.
I want you to go talk to Siri over there and see if she'll pop the show.
See if she recognizes my voice. Huh?
Yeah. All right, Kelly, just about a minute or so left in the show, and I don't want to beat a dead horse, but you really can't talk too much about what Charles Huff has done here with the football program. These kids can be 8-2 tomorrow, and I'm really beginning to think they can finish the regular season 10-2.
Well, they're going to have to play in the conference championship game and then a bowl game.
Well, don't they have two more games? They have
two
Troy
more games here in the
tomorrow.
Then
they
South Al, then Troy.
If they won tomorrow,
9-2, 10-2. Then the conference championship game would be another game, and then the bowl game after that.
That's right. That's right.
And it looks like on the bowl game choices, it looks like it's being narrowed down really as we speak. Of course, we'll know December 7th, or when bowl invitations go out. But Boca Raton, South Carolina, New Orleans, or Mobile. Looks like one of those four.
Not Mobile, please.
No. Of course, everybody at Southern Miss, if those are your four choices, where does everybody want to go?
New Orleans.
Of course.
Yeah.
Of course.
Well, that'd be fun.
Sure.
That makes for a nice weekend.
I've said all along, get Tulane on the schedule every year and tell them, you know what? You don't even have to come up here.
Correct. I never missed a game in Tulane, did you?
No,
I always had a good time down
there. Oh, the Baptists love it. Because they're such big football fans.
Yeah, my two favorite places to go actually always was Tulane, New Orleans, and Lafayette. I always loved going to Lafayette, Louisiana.
People talk about the food in New Orleans,
go to Lafayette.
I was just going to say, the food in New Orleans deserves the credit, but man, that food in Lafayette is something else.
And just the friendliest folks in the world. Cajun people are just
can't understand half of what they say. But
no, but they invite you over and talk to you, and you have to act like you understand what they're
all
saying.
All they need to do is pop that beer can, and I'm talking their language.
And dip down there and get you some of them potatoes and corn out of that
boudin or whatever they might be serving.
Wonderful people down in southern Louisiana. All right, we hope we'll see you at the football game tomorrow. Kelly and I are begging you, come. Help support these kids, and they really, really do deserve it. Going to be fun tomorrow at 2:30. We'll be back Monday at 1 to talk it all over. Until then, thank you very much for listening. Have a safe weekend in Southern Miss.
To the top, baby. 777 into the future.
Waiting. You do it at grocery stores, in traffic, and at the doctor's office. But what if you could skip the wait altogether? Introducing TrustCare Plus, a healthcare membership that makes feeling better even faster. Skip the waiting room and enjoy priority access at any TrustCare clinic. Sick kid? Text your care crew day or night. Get discounts on prescriptions and so much more. Wait no more. Feeling better just got a whole lot faster. Join TrustCare Plus today. Plans start from just $15 a month. Learn more at TrustCareHealth.com/plus.
A Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.